This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, as 2016 is winding down to an end, I think it is time for some humility for many of the so-called experts. That is something that Stephen Moore writes about in a recent Investor's Business Daily column. He reminds us that on election night around 6 p.m., a Hillary Clinton political operative went on television to say she believed that they had a 95% chance of winning. That's a high level of certainty. But a few hours later, the 1-in-20 long shot named Donald Trump came in. She certainly was not the only person to make such a prediction. Throughout the presidential campaign, many confidently predicted that Donald Trump had no chance of becoming president. Even after the election, Paul Krugman, who writes for the New York Times and has a Nobel Prize in economics, predicted that the stock market would not recover after the election of Donald Trump. Many experts were wrong about the housing bubble. He provides some examples of economic predictions that were wrong. Long-Term Capital Management was a company using a computer model developed by Nobel Prize winners and other mathematical geniuses. It made money year after year until it crashed and went bankrupt. Environmental predictions by so-called experts also need to be questioned. A 2005 National Geographic story predicted the end of cheap oil. The shale oil and gas revolution now has given us a planet that is drowning in cheap energy. Stephen Moore used to work with Julian Simon, who often challenged the conventional environmental wisdom of the 1970s. In previous commentaries, I've written about the famous bet between him and Stanford professor Paul Ehrlich based upon their predictions. Julian Simon won and Paul Ehrlich lost. This coming year, let's hope some of the experts exhibit some humility. If not, then let's at least be smart enough to ignore their predictions. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.